Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of legislation that was approved by the House and Senate in October, and some legislation has been signed into law now, including some legislation that will help out EMS companies in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, this is legislation that I've been working on for quite some time. It's House Bill 1013 that I've co-sponsored to help emergency medical services companies all across the state. It's the treatment, no transport legislation. Up until this point, EMS agencies would respond to emergency calls, provide treatment to a patient, and then if the patient doesn't get transported to a hospital, they are not able to be reimbursed for the treatment that they provided. And certainly we know that there's a cost with the treatment that's provided. And now under this legislation, EMS services will be able to get reimbursed from both private insurance companies and also from the state's Medicaid program. So this is a huge benefit for our EMS services and one more thing to help ambulance companies all across the state.
Another piece of legislation that has been signed into law has to do with preventing fraud in a food program that helps many poor Pennsylvanians. What's going on here?
This has also been a top priority, working to protect taxpayer dollars. This new law aims to prevent food stamp fraud by imposing tougher penalties for the illegal trafficking of benefits under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. This was Senate Bill 1127. It's now Act 160 of 2018. It creates a new penalty for the fraudulent trafficking of SNAP benefits in an amount greater than $2,500. Violators would be required to pay restitution of up to three times the amount of the fraud that they committed. And it really stems from a case uncovered last year by the Office of the State Inspector General in which a Harrisburg restaurant traded drugs for electronic benefit transaction cards and bought thousands of dollars in supplies from a food wholesale club to be resold for profit. These are the things that we have to crack down on. These are taxpayer dollars, and I will certainly continue to fight back against fraud of this nature, and we're going to continue working on welfare reform.
You also spend a lot of time dealing with constituents in district offices, but sometimes they don't have the chance to make it into the office, and you offer some special outreach hours for these folks out in the district. What do you have coming up here?
I'm looking forward to hosting outreach hours again on Thursday, November 1st. This will be held at the Emporium Borough Office from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then at the Port Allegheny Borough Office from 11 a.m. to noon. It's an excellent opportunity to talk with folks out in the district about services, issues, concerns that they have about state-related issues or matters. So I would certainly encourage folks to stop by. As always, you're also welcome to stop by one of my district offices in Bradford, Countersport, or Kane.
Also, Pennsylvania has one of the largest populations of veterans in the country, and you offer some special programs at your district offices for those who need services. What do people need to know?
Well, I regularly host a veteran service officer at my district offices to help veterans. Melissa Davis from the American Legion will be available to help veterans at my Kane office on Monday, November 5th from 1 to 4 p.m. You can make appointments by calling the Kane office at 837-0880. The veteran service hours in Bradford are canceled in November due to the Veterans Day holiday, and all the appointments in Countersport are booked this month. So there's still openings at the Kane office, and I would encourage any veterans in need of assistance to contact one of my offices.
Also, there's an important program coming up for those who might need a little help keeping their homes warm this winter. What's going on here?
This very important program is the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, known as LIHEAP. It's a federally funded program that's administered by the state that helps individuals and families with paying their heating bills over the winter. As I said, a very important program, and you can apply for the program by contacting the county assistance office in your county of residence. In Cameron County, the office is located at 411 Chestnut Street in Emporium. In McKean County, that would be 68 Chestnut Street in Bradford, or in Potter County, it's on Route 6 West in Countersport. So if anyone needs any additional information, please reach out to the County Assistance Office or to one of my district offices.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.